Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a 5-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Now, I know that you tune in for our weekly 5-minute journey into the rich, sometimes baffling, but always fascinating world of William's words. And, as luck would have it, the etymology for that particular phrase you can find in the 8th episode of Series 2, we have together carefully constructed our little nest of etymological eggs that will hatch and take flight as our vocabulary and understanding reaches new heights. I am straining this a bit. But as we gather on this auspicious day, we will travel to ancient Rome and Denmark to uncover the flighty origin of auspicious. The dictionary definition is 1. Showing or suggesting that future success is likely, synonymous with propitious, and 2. Favorable circumstances and good fortune. I mostly hear it at the opening of speeches at weddings. Funny, then, that Uncle Will used it in a rather unusual union between Hamlet's Uncle Claudius and his mother Gertrude. A quick recap. Hamlet's father, also named Hamlet, is found dead in his garden. Hamlet, the junior, is obviously distraught and inconsolable. So when his mother decides to marry her former brother-in-law, thus making Claudius king and not Hamlet, we realize that all may not be so hunky-dory in Denmark. Quite rotten, in fact. In Act 1, Scene 2, we find the now King Claudius addressing the court, basically explaining how, though it's a sad circumstance that his brother is dead, there is a silver lining, that he got a wife and a crown out of it.
Yet so far hath discretion fought with nature that we, with wisest sorrow, think on him, together with remembrance of ourselves. Therefore, our sometime sister, now our queen, the imperial jointress to this warlike state, have we, as 'twere, with a defeated joy, with an auspicious and a dropping eye, with mirth in funeral, and with dirge in marriage, in equal scale weighing delight and dole, taken to wife.
Uncle Will would also use the word auspicious in his epic poem, The Rape of Lucrece, which is a harrowing bit of writing that follows the story of the noblewoman who is violently assaulted by Tarquin, the son of the Roman king who has returned from the wars. After the assault, Lucrece is overwhelmed with shame and sorrow and ends up taking her own life. William uses the word as Tarquin watches Lucrece sleep before the assault, having him pray to the gods to help him commit the heinous act, writing, "But in the midst of his unfruitful prayer, having solicited the eternal power, that his foul thoughts might compass his fair fair, and they would stand auspicious to the hour." The origins of auspicious come, as you probably guess, from the Latin, rooted in avis, meaning bird, and spicere, meaning to look. Those melded into auspex, as the observer of birds, to auspicium, and then to the French auspice. There is also, by the by, a curious connection with the telling of the future in the term augury, that was the interpretation of omens, divination from the flight of birds. Hamlet will, near the end of the play, speak in defiance of fate, in what for me is some of William's finest words. "Not a whit. We defy augury. There's a special providence in the fall of a sparrow. If it be now, 'tis not to come. If it be not to come, it will be now. If it be not now, yet it will come. The readiness is all."
Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by a generous donation from the Cowie Family Fund. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.